జయ రాధాగిరి వరధారి, జయ రాధాగిరి వరధారి, జయ రాధాగిరి వరధారి, శ్రీ నందనందన వృషభానుదులారి, వృషభానుదులారి రాధే వృషభానుదులారి, మోర ముకుట ముఖ మురళీ జోరి, వేణీ విరాజె ముఖే హాసి థోరి, ఉనకి శోహె గలె వనమాలా, ఇనకి మోతి మామాలా ఉజాలా, జయ రాధాగిరి వరధారి, జయ రాధా, జయ రాధాగిరి వరధారి, జయ రాధా, పీతాంబర జగ జన మన మోహే, పీతాంబర జగ నీల ఉడాని బని ఉనకి శోహే, అరుణ చరణ మణి మజిర బావే, శ్రీకృష్ణ దాస కహి మన భావే, శ్రీకృష్ణ దాస తహి మన భావే, జయ రాధాగిరి వరధారి, జయ రాధాగిరి వరధారి, శ్రీ నందనందన వృషభానుదులారి, వృషభానుదులారి రాధే వృషభానుదులారి, వృషభానుదులారి రాధే వృషభానుదులారి, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nittai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol. जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय 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 अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद गौर भक्त కలియుగ పావన హరినామ సంకీర్తనకి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ వృందకి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి సమావేత భక్త వృందకి శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృతకి ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షుః ఉన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః నమావోం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఫర్ ద శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృత మధ్య లీలా 8th చాప్టర్ సో ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ 2 క్లాసెస్ ఐ హావ్ బీన్ డివోటింగ్ సమ్ టైమ్ ద వాటర్ ఐ హావ్ బీన్ డివోటింగ్ సమ్ టైమ్ ఆన్ గోపీస్ లవ్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ Gopi's love for Krishna and also on Radharani's love for Krishna also. We devoted some time yesterday. Now, further, before we proceed with Ramanand Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conversation, one very helpful tool for the sadhana bhaktas like all of us, I would like to speak about. Why? Because some of you may have a question that the gopis of Vrindavan are searching after Krishna with such a divya unmad. And heading them is Srimati Radharani, who is also the chief of all the gopis, most worshipable, the source of all Lakshmis. So when we read such topics, it looks like very theoretical and it is very advanced. How is it relevant to our lives? We know that we are supposed to be loving Krishna, but our execution of Krishna consciousness oftentimes takes a back seat when we are living in this world, when we are moving about in this world with so many obligations, obligations to family, obligations to profession, obligations to friends circle, and various social circles, relatives. So in this way, life goes away very fast. So how are we going to take a turning point in our life from
doing the rock bottom minimum in spiritual life of chanting 16 rounds doing some little reading of Prabhupada's books and then saying that my spiritual duty for today is over. I am doing a little service, I am doing a little reading, and I am doing my minimum chanting quota is over for today. Now, day after day, month after month, year after year, if we take a snapshot of our consciousness, our heart, one should see what is happening. Prema bhakti aha hoite avidya avinasha jate vise. Is prema bhakti arising more and more? Is avidya or the ignorance is getting destroyed? Or the anartha is getting destroyed? Divya jnana hriday prakashito. The divya jnana is especially about sambandha jnana. Who am I? Who is Krishna? And I am feeling more connection to Krishna. Am I able to observe more reciprocation from Krishna? Am I becoming more attached to Krishna consciousness? Is material consciousness going far away? So these questions are also very important for us, which we would like to see happening with us. Because as years progress, sometimes we remain infants. Even after spending many years, our connection to the Lord doesn't become adult prema. It may remain infant prema or infant stage performance of minimum religious duties, which is not enough actually. Because as one advances, if one does not want, one does not feel the Krishna want very strongly, then how my consciousness is going to take me back to Godhead? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Shunyayitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahename. So Prabhupada says, Govinda Viraha means Krishna want. So but there are many material wants in our mind. We are attracted to nice food. We are attracted to nice sleep. We are attracted to nice material achievements. And name, fame, glory and many things like that. Those wants are lingering in our life. And if those wants are occupying my mind and heart, then how is Krishna want going to come? Krishna want appears to be not so prominently present and material wants are dominating. So therefore then all this section will look like Greek and Latin for us. It will all be theoretical for us and we can't connect with it. At the same time, one shouldn't become disheartened. Why? The very fact that last so many years we have been chanting 16 rounds and we will never want to give it up till your last breath. That is your commitment to Guru and Srila Prabhupada. You know that it is good. Chanting has made you give up so many bad habits. Chanting has actually flanked you with devotees all around you. Actually, the chanting of the holy name gives four distinct benefits, I have read. First is, as soon as you call Krishna's name, Krishna sends his own devotees to you, when you call his name, to offer you further shelter. That is Krishna's reciprocation with you. So, when you chanted Hare Krishna, immediately you became surrounded by devotees. Secondly, the devotees who are surrounding you will eventually give you knowledge. So when we are receiving knowledge from devotees, we should know actually Krishna is teaching me this knowledge through these different devotees. By hearing from them, by getting inspired by them, I am also actually coming closer to Krishna. So Krishna is making arrangement. Thirdly, Krishna arranges for Srimati Radharani to send some seva to you, service opportunity for you. So service is also one form of Krishna's mercy coming in our life. Because by entering that service, you get Bhakti Sukriti and then you grow. And finally, Krishna will send a Vaikuntha airplane to take us back. And these four things happened to Ajamila. Ajamila called the holy name Narayana loudly. And the result was, immediately Krishna sent his devotees, Vishnu Dutas. Then they gave him knowledge about the glories of the holy name. Then he got an opportunity to do seva in Haridwar. Then he went to a Vishnu temple and stayed there. And he got association, he got service, he got worship of Lord Vishnu. Finally, Vaikuntha airplane took him back to Godhead. So in this way, in our lives also, the first three steps have already happened. We have called the holy name. We are surrounded by devotees now. You know, we don't delight in materialistic association. We always like to be surrounded with devotees. We eat prasadam with devotees. We attend the morning program with devotees. We chant with devotees. We share Prabhupada's knowledge from Prabhupada books with devotees. So in this way, we are surrounded by devotees. And also, even if you have to relate with materialistic atheists and other people, you do it out of sense of duty, that's all. And also, your knowledge about Krishna and spiritual world and about the material world, everything is increasing day by day as you read Prabhupada books, as you hear. So knowledge is not stagnated, it's increasing. So knowledge is increasing, devotee sangha is increasing. Naturally, similarly, service opportunities also increasing more and more. Year by year after year, you are getting more and more seva opportunity. And you are also slowly withdrawing from materialistic engagements and increasing your spiritual engagement. So we should be happy. And the last step is the Vaikuntha Arpiyan coming, which will eventually come. But for that, we need Govinda want. These things should actually increase the need for Krishna in our life. So how can that need increase? I made a small PowerPoint for you, which will help you appreciate this point. Actually, Srila Prabhupada writes in his purports that Smaranam is the third step, Shravanam and Kirtanam. If you regularly hear about Krishna and regularly glorify Him also, gradually the Smaranam should increase. Remembrance of Krishna should increase. If it is not increasing, there are various reasons for that. We may have doubts in Prabhupada's books. Or we may sometimes be superficially hearing and speaking without giving our heart to the message. It's possible. That's another possibility. Called as actually Niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means, not accepting. Niyamagraha means accepting only for a ritualistic sake. So that is one possibility. Or our old anarthas are solidly situated in our heart and we are unable to remove them. That means we are not sufficiently taking in. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a word, there's one verse which says, Shruta Sampratya Acharam, it says. Shruta Sampratya Acharam means for a long time one should hear. Prolonged hearing is required for one to really shake up and throw away all the anarthas from the heart. Like an ink bottle is bluish, completely bluish. You throw some water into the ink, everything becomes blue ink. When you throw it, again you throw water, it becomes sky blue, light blue. After some time, keep throwing water, then there is no more bluishness. Only transparent water comes out. Similarly, our heart has like the thick blue ink kind of anarthas are there. So we are hearing the Krishna Katha. And we are hearing the chanting of the holy name every day. It goes inside and then when it cleanses, lot of anarthas come out and we are shocked. Some people even ask, even during chanting, dirty thoughts are coming. Horrible thoughts, because the mind is screaming. Just like Kaliya was screaming when Krishna was dancing on him. So mind wants to escape from getting purified. Therefore, it throws lot of anarthas from inside. One shouldn't get frightened. We are in the process of getting purified. Just like in a room, when you cleanse the room with a jadu, especially a godown, lot of dust has been settled in the ground, looks all right, but when you sweep, lot of dust comes out and causes you cough and you get very uneasy, but one has to cleanse the room. Similarly, the cleansing takes place when we hear, yan nama shruti matrena puman bhavati nirmalaha. He says, nirmal means the mal goes away. That takes time and one has to hear a lot, he says. So therefore, I thought this is a very important topic. In 10-15 minutes, I would like to show you this slideshow and then we proceed with our this thing. You see, the nature of mind, if you understand, we will not get shocked by the ways the mind works. Read it. Mind's nature is?
To identify with and be influenced by qualities of things on which it dwells.
See, if I regularly go to marketplace and I am regularly watching the movie posters, and I am regularly watching people going, coming. That's what, if I am watching it, then I identify with that world more. And I also become influenced by those things which I am dwelling. Nowadays, people are interacting so much in their WhatsApp and smartphone. They watch so many things. So we have to check from morning to night what all interaction I had between my senses and the sense objects from morning to night. In case our interactions are more with material things, that's what we are going to identify with. Even though externally we may wear a tilak and kandimala, that doesn't make us devotees. What we interact with regularly, what we are identifying with, and what we are becoming influenced by, three things. Because we dwell on something, that's what we are going to identify with.
To chase after sense objects and suffer.
The mind has a tendency to chase after sense objects because it thinks that there is happiness there. But then, after chasing after the objects, when you get it, one understands there is no happiness here. It's only suffering. So, that realization comes after suffering, after getting kicks by Maya. And that's what we call as Maya. And Maya means that which is not. Like a foolish animal sees water at a distance, runs very fast, and puts the mouth to drink that water which is mirage. And the mouth becomes filled with dry hot sand. And then the throat actually was thirsty. Now eating the dry hot sand of summer, you know, the throat runs even more dry. And that is the way the sense gratification example is given. The more we chase after the objects for enjoying in this world, the more our hankering increases. It doesn't, and even if some satisfaction is there, it's like one drop of water. It's not like one Bisleri bottle or two bottles, no. The sense gratification is very limited. And the more we chase, we suffer in this world. So, that's the nature of the mind to chase after them. So, Natishu Ramati Buddha, Krishna is saying, intelligent people know the tricks of the mind and the senses. So, one example I'll tell you from Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavatam, when the cowherd boys, when they were going to Munja forest, when they were actually sitting in one place, the cows, due to Trinalobhena, it is said, Trinalobh means Trinalobhe Gahwaram, like that it is said, Vane Gauharam, which means out of greed for eating the grass, which were very thickly grown in that Munja forest, they went there. Now in that Munja forest, why were the grasses so thick? There is a reason. Because the bamboos and other trees were very, very tall there. And getting into that forest was very difficult also. A lot of stony road was there. And the entrance was not proper and lot of blockages and bushes were there. So, because other animals could not go into that jungle, therefore lot of grass had grown there. But these cows were thinking that we will take the trouble to somehow go inside that forest and eat. So, they went inside the forest where very tall trees had grown. And as they were eating the grass, suddenly there was a big forest fire from all the sides enveloping them. The cows were screaming. So, Krishna and cowherd boys, you know, they go to that forest, you know, running after the cows to protect them. They are very worried. At that time, all of them pray to Krishna. And then Krishna tells the cowherd boys, you close your eyes. Don't look at this fire. You close your eyes and you will be protected. And all the cowherd boys, they close their eyes. So, one of the acharyas in their commentary, what he is saying, that fire represents samsara davanal. So, if you are going to pay attention to the world around you, the samsara around you, then you will get burnt in that samsara, he says. But if you become obedient to Krishna, and what was that obedience? Krishna told them to close the eyes. But then somebody can argue with Krishna, if we close our eyes, then how will the fire go away? They didn't argue. They became obedient to Krishna. So, when they closed their eyes, what happened to them? They remembered pastimes of Krishna. How he killed Agasura, how he killed Bakasura, how he killed Putana. They were completely absorbed in remembrance of Krishna by closing the eyes. And then Krishna told them, open the eyes. When they opened, that time the fire was gone. In the same manner, the Acharya says that the material world is like samsara. But if we are going to look at the samsara, we will fall down and being burned by samsara. But if we become obedient to Krishna and close our eyes to the sense objects of this world, then Krishna will make the fire of the material existence get vanquished on one hand. On the other hand, by closing your eyes to the samsara, your remembrance of Krishna will increase. Like that he says. And that's what happened to the cowherd boys. But very important thing, they had firm faith. And this promise is given in the 11th canto. Tada tada pashyati vastu sukshmam. There is a verse which says, that means those devotees who are completely obedient to Krishna's plan, and the acharyas are telling us, don't run after the sense objects. You know, atyahara, prayasa, prajalpa, niyamagraha, janasangasya, laulyamcha, shadbir bhaktir, vinashyati. Keep them far away. Vachavegam, manasavegam, krodavegam, jigavegam, budaravegam, pustavegam. They are all asad cheshta. Wrong endeavors, bad endeavors, bad habits. Give them up, they are saying. So that is the meaning of closing our eyes to Maya. If you are ready to close your eyes to Maya, then you will see Krishna. Because you are obedient to the acharyas. That's the point I am making. And the shastras are filled with examples of such obedient people succeeding at the end. You see the Amrit Mahotsav, this one, the Samudra Manthan Leela. They are all the demigods. They were obedient to Lord Vishnu's order. He told them that, you know, you should not be angry with the demons, you should not be greedy, and you should not be fearful when the halahal comes. Na bhetavyam, he tells them, kalakutat. When kalakuta comes, don't run away leaving the project. No, don't become fearful, don't become angry, don't become greedy. Lord Vishnu told them. And don't touch any gifts until I give you. They were completely obedient, demigods. And the result of their obedience was they got Amritam. They got Amritam gifted by Lord Vishnu, and demons did not get anything. You see that. So, because they were obedient, that's the point made there in that pastime. That's the main lesson there. Obedience. So, we also, in Bhagavatam, there's one more shloka which says that you don't have to go through the samsara fire and get roasted and then realize that, oh, 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 yeah, 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 the samsara objects of the senses and the sen, you know, it's really painful. No. The great souls are telling you it will cause you pain. So, have faith in their words and become obedient to their words. Then you are considered a more intelligent person than a person who does the wrong things, gets solidly beaten up by Maya, and then takes a U-turn and comes back. So therefore, the nature of the mind is to chase after sense objects and suffer. Like the cows, Trinalobena. Due to the greed for enjoying that tall grass grown inside, they all ran there, it is said. So he says that our senses are also like the cow, go. Go has double meaning. One meaning of go is cow, another meaning of go is senses. Therefore, you have to become Goswami. Goswami means you see the grass grown there, you think Krishna is here, our masters are here, covered boys, we will not go. Like that, the cow should reject it. But the tendency of the senses is to go in the wrong direction and get caught. That's the tendency of our senses. So then, Krishna has to come and he has to swallow the forest fire and then save the cows, and that will eventually happen. But then, in the meantime, we can get, you know, burning of the skin because of the forest fire. Yeah.
To focus on Supreme Lord in pure stage, become absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
That is also nature of the mind. Amazing, no? In the pure stage, when the mind is getting purified, then it becomes absorbed in Krishna consciousness. When we focus on Krishna more and more, Prabhupada said, if you are drinking night milk, a glass of milk before going to bed, in ISKCON temples, Prabhupada made a standard in those days, that when they are drinking milk, they will hear Krishna book. Little by little, they will drink hot milk. Some devotee will read some pastime of Krishna. So, when they are hearing a pastime, and then you go to bed, like you find, you know, you heard the pastime of Dvivida Gorilla. One day I heard that, when I was in my Brahmachari days, early days. Heard the Dvivida Gorilla. So, when I was sleeping, you know, in my dream, I got, you know, Krishna and Balram in the Raivata mountain are singing very beautiful songs, and all the gopis are going. The dream is so powerful, it actually appears like reality for you. You know, all the gopis are singing behind, then Krishna Balarama leading from the front, and then comes Dvivida Gorilla there, killa, killa, making sound in the branches of the tree. And the gopis, little girls, they are all laughing. And then he is thinking, oh, they are laughing at me, I am able to entertain them very much, I am able to impress them. Then he jumps and comes near and near to the branches. I got so visually watching everything. And then when he came near, he was exposing the lower parts of his body shamelessly. Then the gopis were, feeling it horrible. And this fellow started catching the saris of the gopis, trying to take them away. And then Balaram told Krishna, I will take care of this fellow. You take care of the gopis. And then Balaram gave a punch. Of course, many trees were uprooted and beaten and stones and everything, and then finally finished. So the whole pastime, I just heard it, we went to bed, and then it was in the mind. The dream came. Prabhupada says, you will get Krishna dreams if you hear Krishna pastimes while going to bed. Similarly, some years ago, I was speaking on Aghasura Vada. After hearing Parampuja Radha Govind Maharaji, and I spoke for about a week. Almost it took me six, seven sessions, I think, each two-hour session in Krishna Sayanam. So, in that 1 week when I was hearing this pastime and reading the Bhagavatam, you know, wherever I turned around, I saw a big Agasura's mouth, you know, open. And Krishna, all the covered boys are going inside. And then how Krishna, you know, killed Agasura and saved the covered boys. The whole, therefore, if you focus on the Lord for a prolonged period of time, then the absorption will come. Yeah. Therefore, yeah. Like here you see, these fellows see their absorption. Because, you know, one is greedy, one is in stress, one is envious, one is depressed, one is indecisive. Here you see, this fellow is thinking, why that fellow is laughing at me? Why this fellow is shouting at me? This becomes his absorption. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that Shita Ushna, Sukha Dukkha, Man Apaman, if that becomes your absorption, then Krishna absorption doesn't come. He says, Jitātmana Prashantātmā Paramātmā Samāhitah Shitoshna Sukha Dukkeshu Tata Mana Apamana Yoho. He says that these six things, Shita Ushna, Sukha Dukkha, Man Apaman, one should not worry about it too much. Otherwise, if you worry about it too much, oh, he told this about me, you know, I think he hates me, I think he is envious of me, I think, you know, he is angry with me, you know, I am not going to leave him, I will take revenge. So these kind of thoughts are no good, because we have to ask ourselves, who am I? See, that living entity is in that particular body, this living entity is in this body, and, you know, we don't know, after death we will take another body and they will take another body. This situation which happened between two of us is not going to remain permanently. It will get washed away by the sands of time. Why you take it so seriously? Something which is like a flash in the time span of universe. One shouldn't make a big fuss about it. Rather just ignore it. Instead of this boy looking at these people and thinking, why is he laughing? Why is he shouting? Instead he can turn away and focus on Krishna. Please read this.
Prolonged exposure leads to impressions.
Like a blotting paper. If you take an ink pen and keep on a blotting paper, it spreads. Because of prolonged exposure of the pen over the paper, in a blotting paper it spreads. Our mind is also like a blotting paper. If you put Krishna pastime there, it will expand. If I put Maya there, Maya will expand. A choice is ours. So here, for practicing remembrance of Krishna, in the Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani book by Isolna Shivaram Swami, three very simple methods he is giving us. Therefore, I am speaking about it today to you, because you will find it very easy to apply. It's not at all difficult. So let us see, what are these three? Yeah, preliminary qualification. What we have to do? Yeah.
Always engage in hearing Krishna Katha. This is called Shravana Dasha, the stage of hearing.
The word always means what? Satatam kirtayanto ma yatantasya dridavrata. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains it. He says, if I get married, if I go to office, and if I have to spend time with my family, will it not put a breakage in the satatam aspect? Always he is asking a question. And then he is answering. There are two types of sadhus, he says. One is brahmachari or sannyasi. Another type of sadhu is a grihastha, he says. A man or a woman can also be called a sadhu. When? He says. He says that they have to collect some grains, they have to build a house, they have to raise the children. And these are all part of the duties in the grihastha ashrama. But while doing it, always whenever there's a gap, immediately they go back to chanting Krishna's names. Or immediately they go back to studying Srimad Bhagavatam. So they give their heart to Krishna. although the other duties, in the like professional duties in the world, they may do it, but these people's absorption is, I belong to Krishna. It's called as, that verse says, you know, Yavat Krishna Nate Janaha. We are Krishna Jan, we are Vishnu Jan. With that feeling they live, then they are also sadhus, he says. So therefore, as soon as they get a break, like they are going in the bus to the company for an hour, so, you know, they may take a little rest for 10-15 minutes, then they get up and they read Bhagavatam. In this way, always engaging means, as soon as there is a time available, immediately one should hear Krishna Katha. That should be just like you are eating a mango, you like it very much. Some busy phone call came. Will you forget the mango? What you will do? You will attend the call. As soon as the call is over, immediately you will continue eating. Like that, one should have interest for hearing Krishna Katha. And that is called Shravana Dasha, the stage of hearing. Then?
By constant hearing holy name and fame, Krishna Katha leads to Varana Dasha. In this stage?
See, constantly hearing holy name means Hare Krishna chanting. And fame means Krishna Katha from Gita Bhagavatam. Yeah.
In this stage, he becomes attached to Krishna Katha.
If you keep on hearing regularly, and that's what fills up our mind and heart, then the result would be what? The result would be that we become attached to Krishna. Whatever our mind interacts with on a regular basis. Like a mother, you see, she is always calling the child's name. She is always bathing the child, dressing the child, decorating child. So her mind becomes filled with the child. And similarly, husband, wife, when they are newly wedded, they see each other, they talk to each other, spend time with each other. And then the relationship builds over a period of time, it becomes thicker. Same thing will happen with Krishna also. If you are hearing more and more chanting of Hare Krishna and hearing from, therefore I told you in the beginning, Shruta Sambhratya Acharam, for a prolonged period of time one should hear. And depending on how intense our anarthas are, that much more we have to hear. If, for example, I am chanting an Ekadashi day. When I am chanting, after, 16 rounds or 20 rounds, mind is resisting a lot. So what should one do? One should give it up. No, that means the disease is more. The more disease means what? Dose should be smaller dose or bigger dose? Bigger dose. According like, Brufen 200 is not working. Then Brufen 500 or Combiflam, And if it is not working, take Brufen 1000. People take bigger dose, when the disease is bigger. Similarly, the heart is protesting, mind is protesting a lot to chant. Then tell him, chant more rounds, chant 32 rounds today, Ekadashi day. So you have to push. Little bit give push, mind will become subdued eventually. But that initial push we have to get by getting inspired by other devotees. Therefore we sit together and chant with devotees.
When one is able to chant in ecstasy, that leads to Smarana Avastha.
Smarana Avastha, it is called. That is the third stage where, that means, initially a person was hearing as much as he could. Then he started continuously hearing, chanting and hearing Krishna Katha and absorbing Varana Dasha. So, Shravana Dasha, Varana Dasha and Smarana Avastha. Smarana Avastha means in that stage, one will glorify Krishna in great transcendental ecstasy. One will not just glorify the Lord because I am supposed to give a class. I am supposed to give a Bhagavatam class. I am supposed to do that Bhakti Shastri preaching program or something. One is not doing it out of simply duty, but one feels great joy and ecstasy in remembering the Lord and repeating His glories. Just like, for example, a boy and girl have decided to marry. So one of the boy's friends asks him, "Hey, I heard that both your parents have agreed you are going to marry that particular girl, is it true? What do you think the boy will say? Hey, don't disturb me, I am very busy, I have no time." Will he say like that? Or if the boy is asking about that, their plan to marry, this boy, he will praise her with so much as if he had several mouths, is it not true? "Oh, you came to know, she's such a wonderful girl and she has these qualities, and our psychological nature is matching so well and her parents are like this, my parents are like this." He will go on talking until the boy will say, "I never expected you to talk so much to me." He will say, "Thank you," he may say, correct, no? Similarly, a devotee, you just give him one key, tell him the little bit, ask one question and then he will, that's what you find in Bhagavatam. Like you see, Parikshit is asking one question and Sukadeva Goswami will tell one full chapter. Is it? Similarly, our Srila Prabhupada, when he is talking to atheistic people, you will find in America, If you see the Prabhupada conversations, that fellow is saying only one sentence. And Prabhupada is speaking how much? A big paragraph. And that fellow is saying only one more sentence. And then you find Prabhupada. Because Prabhupada has so much substance to give. And he is going on glorifying the Lord. So, you will find that Prabhupada is, one time, one staff reporter had come to Prabhupada. He was telling, Swamiji, you can tell me a little bit, I am just making some notes about your movement. Please tell me how many branches you have and how many people you have. And Prabhupada started preaching to him about soul and body. He asked him, do you understand? How you are not the body, you are the soul? Dehi no smita dehi. The reporter said, Swamiji, all these things are not required. I need some information. I will, whatever questions I am asking you, only that answer you give me. Prabhupada said, no, you have to become devotee now. He was determined to make that reporter into a devotee. You will see that. So, even when Prabhupada is speaking on Bhagavad Gita basics, he is preaching with great ecstasy because he is actually Jnaninas Tattva Darshinaha. He is seeing the truth and he is feeling pity for that reporter. Poor fellow, he is suffering in this material body, undergoing so many miseries. Let me give him knowledge. He doesn't see him simply as a reporter. So, in this way, we have to go through the stages. Shramana Dasha, Varana Dasha and Smarana Avastha. Higher than that, there is a place, another one called a Sampatti Dasha, we call it. One gets, in that stage, not only one chants in ecstasy, one becomes completely absorbed. He has the wealth of continued remembrance of Krishna. So, this is the preliminary qualification. That means only one word if I want to say, what is preliminary qualification? Shravanam, that's all. Just hear very nicely. Maya saktamana patta yogam yunjan madashrayaha asamshayam samagrammam yatajnyasasi tatshrunu. Correct now? Krishna says, just listen Arjuna, just hear. And you find this in many, many places. In Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami is telling Parikshit, I am going to speak something very important, just listen attentively. Like that he will, before speaking a pastime in certain places, you will find Shukadeva Goswami saying that. Because the attention is very necessary. Hearing with absorption, attention. Because here is where the real secret lies of increasing our Krishna absorption. Therefore, our hearing should be done with great sincerity. Yeah. And second is austere way of life. You may get frightened by the word austere, but you know what is it? Read it.
Live in ways conducive to controlling the mind.
That's all. Basically, our life should be anukul, favorable for controlling the mind. Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Uddhared atmanatmanam, atmanam avasadayet, atmaivahi atmano bandur atmaivaripur atmanah, bandur atmanastasya yenatmaiva atmanajitah, anatmanastu shatrutve vartet atmaiva shatruvat. Manayeva manushyanam karanam bandhamokshayoho. He says, your mind can liberate you or the mind can bind you. The choice is yours. If you control the mind will liberate you. If you don't control the mind, we become godas, then mind will bind us. It will lead to bondage, like a chabi. If you do move the chabi like this, the room gets locked, isn't it? When you do like this. When you do like this, room gets locked. When you do like clockwise, room gets opened. Similarly, mind can lock the jiva up in this material body and make him suffer terribly. Or the mind can release the jiva from this body. It depends on how you control the mind. Go ahead.
Avoid things that will again agitate the mind with sensual thoughts.
Yeah. That means, you know, don't put those things in the mind which will agitate the mind and increase the sensual thoughts. That means, what pictures do we see? What do we hear? Generally, what our mind does, because the mind is like the central thing, and the five senses are there. Shrotram, Chakshus, Parshanam, Rasanam, Granam, Evacha, Adishtayam, Manaschayam, Vishyan, Upasevate. So, therefore, for example, one devotee was telling, he went to his native place, and he heard one song, which he had heard in, 2000 or something. As soon as I heard that movie song, he felt, oh, this is my favorite movie song. In my school days, I used to keep singing. You know, he thought like that. Then immediately mind went to the song and he also started murmuring the song. Because he was alone going home. Nobody was with him. So he was murmuring the song. But then immediately he said, my mind went to that movie. From the song, it went to movie. And the movie, I remember very clearly who was the hero, who was the heroine. And what was this fellow singing, what she is saying, what he is saying. So they are singing some duet song. He heard it. And then, when he got into the full movie thoughts. When he heard that, immediately the whole thing went like that. And then he thought himself, oh, I was a young boy, I was going to school, and you know, I used to be attracted to somebody in the class. All these thoughts started coming. Then, suddenly when his bus stop came, he realized, my Lord, I am a devotee. Now I have a tilak, I have khantimala, I have japamala also here. Isn't it? That means everything begins from mind's contemplation. And the mind was hearing one song, from there from the name comes the form and the qualities and characteristic active, everything comes like that. Therefore he's saying, avoid things that will again agitate the mind with sensual thoughts. Go ahead.
This is what is meant by living an austere life.
And here this is a very famous verse from Bhagavad Gita. It is 17.14 or 15, I think. Mana prasada samyatvam maunam matma vinigraha bhava samshuddhi rityeta tapo manasamuchyate. Translation.
And satisfaction, simplicity, gravity, self-control and purification of one's existence are the austerities of the mind.
Actually, first one he says is satisfaction. So, Prabhupada explains, if you see, to make the mind austere means detach it from sense gratification, he is saying. You train the mind in such a way, it will not be selfish. You always think of doing good to other people, he says. Therefore, he says that one should practice gravity in thought, which means silence. Unnecessarily, one should not speak prajalpa, and one should always avoid sense gratification. And then one should cultivate satisfaction, not greed. So I always call this as five S's. You know, satisfaction, mana prasada, samyatvam means simplicity, not duplicity. And maunam means silence, not prajalpa. And atma vinigraha means self-control. And then Prabhupada says, how to do that? To divert the mind to the Vedic literature. Here the Puranas, Mahabharata, Bhagavatam. In this way, we will become purified. And then, maunam atma vinigraha indri, and then, bhava samshuddhi, purify our existence by hearing Krishna Katha. Which is called sanctification, purification. Five S's. Satisfaction, simplicity, silence, and self-control and sanctification. Five S's. And this is, you can remember for the mind. And second thing he says is, nothing is possible without tapasya. What is tapasya? Tapasya means, you know, voluntarily accepting certain rules and regulations, which may be a little painful in the beginning, but which is good for us, like rising early in the morning, chanting screen rounds, reading Prabhupada's books, regularly, coming in company of devotees, rendering some seva. All this is tapasya and Krishna consciousness. Read further. Lord Brahma.
Lord Brahma, however, was empowered to create this entire universe because of his austerities. The more we engage in austerities, the more we become powerful by the grace of the Lord. Therefore, Rishabhdev advised his sons, tapo divyam putrakayana sattvam shuddhed.
Yeah, we should do divya tapasya. Like IIT, JEE entrance, people do terrible tapasya for several years to get into IIT, isn't it? Similarly, so many people playing in Olympics, they do a lot of tapasya to do net practice. So, singers, they take several takes for singing and practicing. In the same manner, we should practice Krishna consciousness. Tapasya we should be willing to do. Yeah. And by that we will advance. And then what will happen? Tapo divyam, putraka yena sattvam shuddhiyet. The mind and heart will get cleansed. And brahma saukhyam tu anantam. Unending, everlasting, spiritual bliss you will get, he says, by that tapasya. Yeah, read it.
Srila Prabhupada once advised a disciple, simply our prayer should be, my dear Krishna, please remind me to always chant your holy name. Please do not put me in forgetfulness. You are sitting within me as the super soul. So you can put me into forgetfulness or into remembering you. So please do not put me into forgetfulness. Please always remind me to chant. Even you send me to hell, it doesn't matter. Just so long as I can always chant Hare Krishna.
That is the prayer of a devotee, you see. matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. You can give me remembrance. But why will Krishna give forgetfulness to some living entity, jiva? Because Prabhupada says sometimes the jiva is adamantly demanding. I want to enjoy independent of you. I want that. Like one time when I was a small kid, my father was walking me on the street. I saw an aeroplane in the shop. Immediately it attracted my attention because they had put on lights and everything, colorful lights, and it was making sounds and all. So I showed my father, "Oh, see that aeroplane." He said, "Yeah, yeah." He said, "It appears a little costly," he said. I said, "No, I want that." So naturally we went into the shop, we found out it was pretty costly. My father said, "Why don't you take some of the smaller toy? This is too costly." In those days it was more than 1,000 rupees. So I said, no, I am very attracted to it. At any cost I want it. So then he said, "No, we can't spend so much for this unnecessarily. And after 2 days it will break and the parts will be here and there." Like that he was telling. I said, no. If you don't want it, then I will be in the shop. You go home. So I had become attached to that aeroplane. Similarly, the living entity becomes attached to the things in this world. It tells Krishna, "Hey, bye-bye, you carry on. I am happy with this." You can become attached. Then my father said, "Okay, I will give you this when you get first rank." He said, in the class. Now you are in third or fourth rank. Then, naturally, what do you think I did? I went home, I worked hard, I got a first rank. Then I told my father, "See now, after 2-3 months, now I have got first rank. Here is score." He said, "Oh, wonderful, beta, very nice. A good boy, very intelligent." "What intelligent? Where is the aeroplane now?" Isn't it? So then I remembered, "Oh, that's why you studied, to get the first rank." So, just as we become attached to the material things of this world, and we are even ready to forego Krishna's association. Therefore, the devotee is praying like this, Prabhupada is saying, that, "Please Krishna, let me not be attached to the things of this world, let me be attached to you." If you pray, then Krishna will take our prayer seriously. So here in the last part of this PowerPoint, read the heading.
How to increase our spiritual mental absorption by proper cultivation of habits.
Here many habits I am going to list here. This list of items which Maharaj gives in his one part of his book where he talks about Smaranam. They are very, very practical, you see. Yeah.
By following 64 regulative principles.
Given in the Nectar of Devotion book. Like taking Charanamrit, bowing down before deity, dancing before the deity, like that.
Yad anudhyasina yukta, by one's contemplation.
Yad anudhyasina yukta karma granti nibandhanam chindanti ko vidastasya kona kuryat katharathyam. He's asking, this hearing of Krishna katha gives you a sword with which you can cut all your karma bandhana in this world. All your sinful baggage can be cut and nullified simply by carrying this sword of attention on Krishna katha. Yad anudhyasina. Anudhyan means not only we should hear, that hearing should produce absorption. That is called anudhyasina. Karma granti nibandhanam. Chindanti Kovidastasya, he's saying. Kovida means intelligent people. They regularly hear Krishna Gata, increase their spiritual absorption, and they cut their material bondage.
Yeah.
Like you see, these Yajna Brahmana's wives, and they were at home serving the husbands. But by hearing pastimes of Krishna, their love for Krishna had awakened. When Krishna came, they went to serve prasadam to Krishna Balaram and covered boys, and their life became perfect. And where did they hear from? They heard from some vendors. Glorifying Krishna's pastimes. So, when we hear, we should hear in such a way that we cut the karma bandhana by spiritual absorption.
Bodhayanta parasparam, with other devotees.
Yes, we should come together with devotees. And Krishna Katha becomes more powerful when it is discussed with one another with great relish. Yeah.
Developing Shastra Chakshu, to see the world.
See the world with the eyes that Shastras are giving. That means use Shastra as your spectacles. Don't see the world with the enjoying mentality. But Shastra say that one should see this world as Krishna's energy, filled with Krishna's varieties of energies. See, from Shastric point of view, yeah.
Memorizing Vaishnava songs and shlokas.
Yeah, so Shastra Chakshu gives us spiritual outlook. Otherwise, we have material outlook. like you know, bhakti, mukti, siddhi, all material outlook. Otherwise, Shastra can give us spiritual outlook. Yeah, why do we memorize Vaishnava songs and all? Because Vaishnava songs teach us the mood in which we should pray. Similarly, shlokas also. If you fall in love with some shloka, you memorize it and you keep repeating it. So, when initially you love the shloka, eventually you love the meaning of the shloka. And eventually you also like the person who is saying the shloka, like Prahalad or Prachetas. Like in it, Parijate anjasa labde sarango nanyana sevate twadangri moola masa adya sakshat kim kim vrini mahi. When I heard this verse first time, it was so thrilling. I just heard the last part. Sakshat kim kim vrini mahi. It looks, the meaning of this prayer is, oh my dear Lord Krishna, your lotus feet are like a Parijata plant. Why? Because we all are wandering in this world for looking for happiness, like a honey bee going to different small flowers. But when we came to your lotus feet, they are like a Parijata flower. And then the Parijata flower, there is so much honey, that if you drank the honey for today, it is there for next several years. So much honey is there. Then the honeybee said, since so much honey is in one flower here, we will put a tent here only. We will not leave and go. In the same manner, Prachitas is saying, once we have come to your lotus feet, we don't want to go anywhere. We just want to be your pure devotees. Sakshat kim kim rini mahi. They are asking. So I loved this verse, immediately I memorized it. Now, initially I loved the tune of the verse, then I loved the meaning of the verse. And then you love the persons who are reciting, which are Prachetas. Same with Prahalad also. My affection for Prahalad increased when I memorized the shlokas. What a personality, what a standard, gold standard person Prahalad is. So, in this way, that's the goal of increasing absorption is the goal. Yeah.
Praying by begging for service, repentance and shelter.
These are all golden qualities. Begging for seva from Radharani. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Srimad Radharani, I have no power to, you know, connect with Krishna directly. You please give me some seva. Seva adhikara diye. Engage me in your service or engage me in some devotee service. So, begging for seva and repentance for the mistakes you have committed and begging for shelter also. In Krishna's lotus feet. Please, Krishna, don't discard me away. Please keep me with you. Prayer.
Empties mind of all other thoughts.
See, here is a secret. How to empty the mind of impure thoughts. By cultivating these qualities, impure thoughts will go away.
Helps to gain mastery over mind.
Mind becomes controlled.
Ability to think of Krishna at will.
My Lord. Amazing, no? Your willpower increases by doing these things, by begging for service and doing service, repenting for the past bad habits and remorseful, and then pray that you will not repeat again and everything, and getting Lord shelter, it produces these powerful things. Mind becomes empty of impure thoughts, and you are able to think of Krishna at will, and mind becomes controlled. Yeah.
Accepting services from Vaishnava superior.
And executing it also, not only accepting seva.
And do services with prayerful seva bhav.
So, initially we should do some seva and we do it with a fruitive mentality. I'll become famous and all that. But eventually we should come to the stage when we rise above it and then we develop seva bhav. Radhashtami is coming very near. We can pray to Srimati Radharani that please let me do my services with a proper attitude. Let me not become proud. Let me not be lazy. In tamoguna we become lazy. In Rajoguna, we become proud. Let me become free from lethargy, laziness. Let me take initiative. Let me be a hard-working devotee. And let me not become very proud. Let me not be in a achiever mode. Let me be in a mood of a receiver mode. Or let me receive mercy. Let me receive the grace. Let me be in that mode, not in an achiever mode. So, in this way, if you do the sevas with seva bhava, then the seva purifies us very fast. Anyone who does even a little service with greater seva bhava gets far more purified than a person who does lot of service with no seva bhava or little service attitude. Yeah.
Think of Shri Krishna directly or indirectly?
And indirectly, both. Yeah.
directly, Nama Rupa Guna Leela, gold weight.
This is not very easy. Some people get very tired when they hear Krishna's direct pastimes. So, like some people say, oh Prabhu, I have heard this Krishna Sudama in my school, childhood only, I know it already. Like that they say, right? Now you are not hearing childhood, your childhood you heard from your grandmother or somebody, but now we are telling you shlokas from the Bhagavatam and elaborate narration, and you have commentaries of Prabhupada and Acharyas. So, but one may speak like a man with no appetite. He may say, actually Prabhu, you know, maybe I can hear the recording later. You know, I have so many things to do, people say, because the impetus for hearing Naam Rupa Guna Leela is not very easy to get. It's only a blessing of Vaishnavas. If somebody has associated with a powerful Vaishnava devotee who has that taste, and from them only we can get. Like Dasiputra became an Arada by associating with Bhaktivedantas. Our Srila Prabhupada associated with Bhaktisansarasa Thakur. And then he became mad after Krishna. Narayani, little girl, she was given, prasad from the divine hands of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu himself gave. When the little child, a little girl, ate that, next moment her hair stood on end and she started crying, Krishna, 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 falling on the ground. Everybody saw that miracle. Lord Chaitanya's, uchishta from Mahaprabhu's hands, purified her heart so quickly. You find Jagai Madai, they were delivered by Nityananda and they started dancing in love of God, you see. So in this way, when one is fortunate to associate with advanced devotees and get the heart purified, then Naam Rupa Guna Leela will be very meaningful for us, yeah.
Depends on spontaneous attachment.
Yes, if you have that Raga Bhakti attachment, then one can, one will have the power to digest the pastimes of the Lord, yeah.
Indirectly, Krishna Shakti's iron weight depends on intellectual effort.
Yeah. So this is the early stage. We have to use our intelligence to understand what is Prakriti, what is Kala, what is Karma, what are the gunas, three gunas. So intellectually they are very titillating and satisfying. Oh, Rajoguna acts like this, Tamoguna acts like that, Satoguna acts like this. Many times we know things intellectually, only we are unable to apply. Because we need the mercy of some Vaishnava in our life. And then we'll be able to transform that intellectual understanding into a practical realization. So, therefore Bhagavad Gita gives you many iron weight knowledge, it gives in the beginning. So that gradually Bhagavad Gita also will elevate us in understanding of Krishna. But the Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kala, Karma, Tattva, understanding Tattva. So begin with Tattva, and Tattva becomes very solidly grounded in our heart, then we go to Leela of the Lord. Yeah. Like when I know about Krishna's, greatness, then I can go to Krishna's sweetness. So Gita explains Krishna's greatness and Bhagavatam explains Krishna's sweetness. Yeah. So read the heading.
Habits in relation with conscious and subconscious mind.
Yeah. So see, mind has two parts. The conscious, right now we are all conscious, right? And another part, subconscious, is called Chitta in the mind. So Chitta is more deep. See how the Chitta accepts. Simply accepts whatever you give. Whereas the conscious mind can accept and reject. Which means, if I tell you one example, you will immediately understand this point. We did this demonstration in one of our, seminars when he had gone. They did for all of us. So they told us to blindfold. We are blindfolded. So they said they gave many papers in the hand. So if I take a particular sheet in the front and somebody says, Hari Bol, then I have to keep it on the right side. If I take another sheet, somebody is saying, Horrible, then I have to keep it on the left side, like this. So they were saying Hari Bol for some other things. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Horrible, Horrible, Hari Bol. So, Haribol and Haribol are opposites, isn't it? So, we just did that. There were about 20 sheets or something like that. And after that, they told, remove the blindfold now. And see what it is. So, when we saw this, these Haribol papers were all very nice. In a picture of a temple, picture of Radhakund, in a picture of, Kusum Sarovar, and, picture of the beautiful temple in Mayapur, like that, many things were, picture of Prabhupada walking with devotees, everything was there. And it's horrible, those were all karmic pictures, non-devotional pictures, which are not good to us. So, what the lesson they were teaching us, that when you blindfold a person, can he see the pictures? He cannot see. But how he could successfully sort them out? He kept the good ones one side and the bad ones other side. That is based on his sanskaras. And those sanskaras were screaming. They were saying, Hari Bol, sanskaras are telling him. Then he is taking the right thing. And when he hears the old sanskaras, he says, cigarette smoking, horrible! Immediately he gives it up. Correct, no? So, therefore, subconscious mind is driven by vritti, vasana, sanskar. Vritti actually means propensity. Vritti. And actually the vritti means initial effort. But vasana and sanskars are more deep. Propensity and tendency. More deeper. So, because of the subconscious mind, when there are deep sanskaras, like a groove, water will always flow into the groove and in that direction. Simply it accepts like that. Like automobile, for example. It's a machine. Subconscious mind works like a machine. On the other hand, the conscious mind has the ability to choose what is good, what is bad. Which is very frightening, isn't it? Because we all have both the things, conscious and subconscious mind. So what we have to do right now, use our conscious mind to always accept the right things. How many times? Once or twice? Always. That means Krishna consciousness means moment after moment consciousness. Moment after moment, make the right choice, right choice, right choice, right choice. What happens? That right choice making develops vritti, vasana, sanskars, which are positive. Like that. And every time consciously I choose wrong, then what happens? That creates wrong vritti, wrong vasana, wrong sanskar in the negative axis. Now count both. Are you doing negative asachyashta more or satchyashta more? Depending on that, your subconscious mind is going to be formed. Like if I did two wrong things and 8 right things, then subconscious mind has 6. That means good impressions are there. It is more. So the two wrong things will be overpowered by the 8 right things which you did. So those 8 right things are upward vector. They will elevate you. And the two wrong things will be downward vector, which will bring us down. But unfortunately, in this world, we have done a lot of bad, due to which our subconscious mind is now having an overload of impurity. And due to that, sometimes, subconscious mind is like a go down. Say in your house, say there is a room which is kept like a go down. Lot of useless things are dumped there. And you never clean it. Subconscious mind is like that. One day suddenly you find a millipede is coming out from that room. Then what you will do? Hey, now you have to clean the room. Then you open the room. It's a little difficult to clean. Not very easy. But nevertheless, we clean it. Similarly, the power of the holy name is, initially the holy name works on our senses. That means it will restrict our senses in doing wrong things. Then it will come to the mind. The chanting of the holy name will affect the conscious mind. Whenever you are going in wrong direction, the conscious mind will say, hey, this is wrong. Immediately you get a signal like that. And then it will go into the subconscious mind. Then when it goes subconscious mind, that means, you will have experience. Sometimes you hear a kirtan, like we used to hear when we used to come from IIT. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, even after you attend the Sunday feast program, you danced in the kirtan, you go back to IIT, even in the laboratory or even in the class, this holy name will be ringing. This tune will be ringing. This while walking on the road, it will be ringing. When you are going to sleep, it will be ringing. When you are hearing. So, which means the holy name goes very deep into the subconscious mind. There is one video of one lady who has got Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease means she has become forgetful of her identity, who she is, the devotee doesn't know. She has forgotten her name, forgotten her relative's name. She is living in a home, very old lady, must be around 70s or 80s. So they have taken a video. The only thing she remembers is what? Hare Krishna Mahamantra. When people ask us, they say Hare, full mantra she will say. They have taken the video. That means the holy name enters the chitta, subconscious mind, and it cleanses. So, in this way, it's so wonderful that when we regularly do Krishna conscious sukritis, bhakti sukritis, our subconscious mind will become cleansed. It will simply accept the good things. And it will naturally accept the good things. And dirty things, it will never ever turn towards that. So let us pray that our chanting of the holy name and hearing Krishna Katha enters our chitta. Read it.
Your choice will mold your future. Life is made of choices.
Yeah, every moment we have choice to do the right thing or the wrong thing. And then?
Choices decide our future.
If you took this road, it may take you to Bombay. If you took another road, it may take us to some other place. It may take us to Dhaunda, isn't it? So, we have to choose, make the right choices in our life. Because the choices are going to decide the direction and subsequently the end result.
Habits activate choices.
So, our habits of eating habit, sleeping habit, and our recreation habits. So, therefore, habits are starting with our conscious mind. So, let us look into our habits. Tamoguna, Rajoguna habits should be driven away at any cost if you are really serious about spiritual life.
When a living entity comes in contact with the material creation, his service attitude is transformed into the propensity for sense enjoyment.
Yeah, that is bhoga, seva vritti gets transformed into bhoga vritti, like the milk gets transformed into curd, like that. So if you see Bharata, that's what happened to Bharata. He went with seva vritti to the forest, but then the idea of enjoying the deer like a child came. So-called compassion, forgetfulness, neglect, affection for the deer, attraction, distraction, agitation, anxiety, lamentation, everything came. So, and this is a moha illusion of Bharat Maharaj. You all have heard about it. So, in this way, when he got caught up in shoka moha with the deer, that was his absorption. Purpose is, purposefully became over-addicted by regular interaction with the deer and neglecting his spiritual duties. Anyway, to increase his intensity of spiritual desire, the Lord gave him opportunity to get a birth of a deer where he remembered his past life. You know, many things are said about how he ate dry grass, he went to Palahasham associated with saintly people, and then he became Jadabharata in the next life. The idea is, his absorption brought about the deer's body. Similarly, we can have spiritual absorption. Like you see here, Markandeya Rishi is having a spiritual absorption on Krishna's Balakrishna, Bala Mukundam Manasa Smarami. So, because of that, karmaani nirdahati, all of our karma bandhana will be finished by spiritual absorption. See, Radharani here, she's going to fetch water from the river, and wherever she turns around, she's seeing Krishna playing on the flute, sitting, and everywhere. Therefore, she is called Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata. Similarly, here the gopis are absorbed in Krishna's pastimes, and them, like we talked about Divya Unmad. Even Bhishma Pitamah was having such a spiritual mental absorption in the battlefield. He is exchanging love with Krishna, even in a battlefield. That means, you know, no material impediment can be there for the love. It's immaterial. So, he is exchanging love with that beautiful form of Ratangapani Krishna. Hanuman is absorbed in Sitaram. So, there are many lessons Prabhupada gives in that 29th purport, in the 5th canto. So, various lessons Prabhupada gives. By overeating, we tend to oversleep, and then sense gratification, then we degrade to lower forms, and then our spiritual progress is checked. So one should not waste one's life. So, this is a concluding point Jiva Goswami says. What he says?
Hear holy name attentively leads to heart pure, leads to hear Leela Katha and remembrance possible by Lord's empowerment.
Now, if a heart is not yet purified, the Leela Katha will not be attractive for us. Then what to do? Again he says, again hear the holy name attentively. That means out of the two, name and fame, the name is very important, because If the name is not chanted attentively, the heart will not become pure. Just like if I take a lens and I shaking the lens, will it get a focal point? Will it be able to burn the paper? It cannot. But if I hold the lens nicely, magnifying glass, and take the diffused rays of the sun which are in different directions and pass it through it, then it focuses at a focal point. Then it can burn the paper. So mind should not be allowed to get shaken up by distractions of tamaguna, rajaguna. Bring it to satoguna where sthairyam, steadiness can be attained. So then you hold the lens for a prolonged period of time and find out where is the focal point. Similarly, while chanting Hare Krishna, avoid tamaguni, rajaguni habits and all, and keep the mind steady and try to hear the Maha Mantra. Actually, you will start getting a little taste also when we chant in satoguna. One will feel like chanting more and more. Even young people have experience of that. So, of course, some days of chanting is good, some days it is bad. But if we chant well, then it can burn the impurities in our heart, like a lens. That's what he is saying, when the mind and heart are becoming, heart is chitta and the mind is man, we say. So, conscious mind we call as man, and subconscious mind we call as heart, where the vritti, vasana, sanskars are stored. So, therefore, if you chant well, heart is purified, and with the purified heart, hearing Krishna Katha would be relishable. And it is not enough to only clap hands and release the Krishna Katha, we have to apply. It's very important. And then by applying it, there will be remembrance of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada ki. So I took one full session on this, because I felt it's very, very important. I have given this PowerPoint to my video man. He will upload it. I would request you all to leisurely go through it. You can see how to apply some of this. What are the three teachings we learnt? Preliminary thing is only Shravana. Shravana Dasha, Varana Dasha and Smarana Avastha. And the second one is austerity of the body, mind and words given in 17.14, 16, 17, Bhagavad Gita. And lastly, what is the third one? Cultivation. Many, many points are there in that. Please kindly make an effort to apply all these things, and we pray that all of us get spiritual, mental absorption in Krishna's Leela Katha eventually. And then once that absorption comes, Krishna will be attracted by the devotion of the devotee. Then he will also help us, and the reciprocation will come in a very powerful way. Krishna Bhagavan ki, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Aur Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you very much.